With all the news and the markets going up and down and mostly down these days, we thought it'd be a good idea to catch up with someone in the realm of financial planning. Brian Johnson is here with us in studio from Midwest Financial. Brian, you guys sponsor the Wealth Management Show every Saturday morning here on KCIM. We thought it'd be a great idea to bring you in to catch up a little bit on what the mindset should be with the markets. I know it's pretty maddening for people with 401ks. I can imagine what you guys are going through too.
Well, it's one of those deals that pops up not very often. You know, a lot we have never seen out there what's going on. So you can't look back in a history book and look up, see the last time we had coronavirus, you know, shut down basically everything out there. But the coronavirus is in a more of a biological issue than it is an investment issue. And when you're talking about biological issues, they come sometimes what they'll do is trigger the fight or flight emotions in humans. And right now, you're seeing that flight emotion being triggered. And rightfully so for some people, because they're risk, they can't tolerate a lot of risk. We just feel that it's in a place that calmness is probably more important right now than panic. And the more we can stress that, the more things will level out in a shorter period of time. Always, when you're investing in the market, there's risk to invest in anything you're investing in. But also, these types of things create opportunities in the future to help, you know, things out as we go. So I feel it's important to be allocated into a strategy that you understand the amount of risk that you have. If you're closer to retirement or in retirement, you know, you should have dollars that you can spend here for, you know, a year or two that, you know, you wouldn't need any of these funds that are down a little bit at this particular time. This will come, this will go, the market will recover. You know, we're pretty resilient here in the U.S. In the world, China's, you know, starting to kind of come back online a little bit. So that'll kind of help out the global GDP. I think we'll see some lower GDPs. Nobody has a crystal ball on how this will exactly play out. But there again, I think, you know, you need to talk about your game plan with your advisor and understand what your risk is in your portfolio and what your game plan is. If you're younger, these are going to create great opportunities for you because the market will rebound. You've got a lot of years. If you're 5 years away from retirement, you know, you don't want to have everything you've kind of battled up completely get hammered if you have way too much risk in your portfolio. So that's kind of a discussion that you need to have. And
so what I'm hearing is, Kai, you need to talk to your financial advisor and really find out where you're at, what your risk management levels can be, what you called a stress test.
Yeah,
earlier.
We stress test. We over at Midwest Financial, we take and put our game plans into a software plan that does 10,000 trials. And it stress tests the game plan for just such an event as this, a major drawdown in the amount of equities and things like that. So you can see that if you're stressing a 25 or a 30% drawdown in your game plan and it's not wrecking it, you're fine. If it's wrecking your game plan, then you've got too much risk in your portfolio. So stress testing is key. Understanding your risk tolerance, what keeps you up, these are bothering you, you really need to have a discussion. But I don't think panic is going to fix anything. I think panic is just going to bring on more worry. And then you're going to, well, did I go? Should I not have done that? Should I have done that? You know, time's going to give us some answers here on some of these things. The coronavirus, we're going to get more answers. You can be assured that they're working 24/7 on that stuff, and we'll get some more data about that. If that starts affecting fundamentals, that's what we need to look at for midterm and longer-term investing is fundamentals and not consumer sentiment, because it can be driven with emotion of fear.
Is that the difference between 2008 and now?
2008, you could see that coming because of the jobs, housing, manufacturing, all that kind of stuff was starting to fall apart.
In other words, the fundamentals?
The fundamentals were going, they were going south. We've had a few fundamental things go backwards here a little bit. Manufacturing slowed a little bit here over the last 6 to 8 months. So you've seen a little bit of it, but what went on last week was, you know, an unprecedented deal that there again was driven more by emotion than by fundamentals. Now we have to sit back and see what the fundamentals are going to do, you know, how this is going to react to everybody, because nobody has that crystal ball. It'd be easy if you had a crystal ball, but then it just comes back to, again, fundamentals, understanding risk, what the game plan is, you know, and having that conversation with your advisor and to calm yourself and also, you know, get their input, because they're going to make adjustments. If Midwest Financial needs to make more adjustments, we will. If this coronavirus becomes worse and it's going to create more problems. Of course, we're going to have more data about that. And of course, then it's time to make some adjustments. But I don't think panic is the answer at this time. I mean, it's a big deal, and the government's done a lot already about it. We don't want it to spike to create the big drain on the health community. It's, and we're trying to just get it to calm a little bit, and I think we just need to calm this. We'll help get through here.
So your best advice, if you're a young investor out there, your chances are, say, hey, just continue to contribute, ride this out. It's going to rebound just like it did before. If you're getting closer to retirement, what's your best advice for those folks who are a little nervous about this?
Well, I think you should have a little bit more of a conservative investment approach, depending on what other sources of income and things that you have available. To do that, you know, maybe your risk, you know, should be reduced a little bit. Younger people, still, again, they don't need to be 100% equities and you know, like in 08, lose half your money. Just because you're young doesn't mean that losing half your money is a smart thing, but still allocation and, you know, your risk tolerance to follow that. And then it keeps those panic, emotional-driven decisions out of that program. I mean, that's what helps me. Is having a game plan to help drive that conversation. You know, time's going to tell whether those strategies are the correct ones or not, but I've always felt that in retirement or close to retirement, erring on the side of caution is better than erring on the side of greed. And so that's kind of what we follow.
Every market correction is very different, isn't it? You really can't draw any parallels to anything, but you've just got to use that sound common sense and ride these things out.
Yeah, because it will. Well, cheap oil will drive emerging markets because they'll be able to buy more oil to do more things in their market. So that will be a place that will grow eventually again. Technology's, you know, hanging in there pretty good. You know, if we're all going to sit at home, we're going to use technology.
So you're already seeing some opportunities kind of growing out there.
There's some opportunities that are, all market volatility presents opportunity. And that will show itself more and more as time goes on here. And my biggest piece of advice is just that calming, don't panic, the, you know, go put your head in the sand mentality, you know, and wake up 2 years from now and, you know, wish something would have been different. You know, you need to take hold of your financial future, your financial livelihood, understand how it's working. And if you have a game plan, then you're going to follow it, and it's going to help that stress in your life to get through these, you know, tougher times that are definitely tough right now.
Brian Johnson, once again from Midwest Financial, kind of joining us with a little common sense approach to what's happening with everybody's 401ks and investments these days. So again, you can listen for the Wealth Management Show. It's coming up Saturday morning, brought to you by Midwest Financial. That's at 9:20 here on KCIM. Midwest Financial is a registered investment advisor. The opinions expressed in this program offer general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. Investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. America's Wealth Management Show is a paid advertisement on KCIM by Midwest Financial.